A subcontractor was telling his entire trade not to work with the company. Late payments, disputed invoice. He called it bad faith. That company had lost money 3 years running. A year later, that same contractor was telling everybody the opposite, and the business turned around so completely it got acquired. Nobody ran a customer campaign to make that happen. They fixed the relationship with the stakeholder. Most owners don't even count.
But I am the world's biggest super fan.
You're like a super fan.
Welcome to the Business Superfans Podcast. We will discuss how establishing business superfans from customers, employees, and business partners can elevate your success exponentially. Learn why these advocates are a key factor to achieving excellence in the world of commerce. We discuss the invaluable insights of business owners who have successfully implemented the strategies in the book to build their own team of devoted superfans. Gain insightful knowledge from the experts who create applications to help you create passionate superfans. This is the Business Superfans Podcast. With your host, Freddie D.
Freddie!
You're listening to the Business Superfans Advantage. Hey, superfans, I'm Freddie D. Today, we're talking about who your real business ecosystem actually is. And why it's bigger than you think. Here's a question I want you to sit with. If I asked you to name your business ecosystem, what would you say? Most owners I've worked with say two things, my employees and my customers. And that's the answer. And that answer right there is the leak. Because your real ecosystem is everyone your business touches to keep its promise. It's your employees. It's your contractors and VAs. It's your suppliers and your vendors. It's your distributors, if you have them, and it's your complementary partners, the people in adjacent businesses who can send work your way. That's the real growth engine, not one group, all of them. Most business owners pour everything into the customer side, the marketing, the CRM, the follow-up, and treat the rest like cost lines, a payment, an invoice, a shrug, and they never connect that neglect to the growth that isn't happening. Let me give you three things to understand. First, the people you don't sell to can sell for you. In episode 26 of the show, Tyler Stillman, an accountant who helped a communications company drowning in red ink. The problem wasn't the customers. It was the contractors. They'd been paid late, disputed, treated badly, and they were warning each other off the company. Tyler did something simple. He paid them on time. He let the old late fees go. And he treated the small specialized contractors with the exact same respect as the big ones. Within a year, the contractors who trashed the company were vouching for it. Two customers. They became the sales force. Net income went positive for the first time in 3 years, and the company got successfully acquired. Second, recognize the person, not just your organization. Years ago, I scaled a software product called CamWorks from nothing to $3 million through a network of 60 resellers around the world. And the thing that actually moved the needle wasn't thanking the distributor companies. It was recognizing the individual salesperson inside each one who drove the most sales for my product. Name the person because companies don't sell, people do. Third, the touch has to be physical to land. A digital thank you disappears in a scroll in about 4 seconds. A card someone can hold, set on their desk, and see for weeks, that stays. A birthday text is fine. A real birthday card is unforgettable. And here's the rule for gifting. A coffee cup with only your logo on it is all about you. That's advertising. Put the person's name on that same cup and it becomes their cup that happens to carry your logo. Logoed gift is about you. A personalized gift is about them. And only the second one earns a permanent place on someone's desk. Here's how this fits together. The whole thing starts with what I call the relationship imperative. Recognition, appreciation, and gratitude expressed to every stakeholder. Not just buyers. That's what cultivates business superfans. And specifically, when you make it physical, a card, a personalized gift, you're cultivating what I've coined mailbox superfans. That activation ignites a framework I call the R6 reactor. Recognition, retention, reputation, reviews, referrals, revenue. Each stage fuels the next, and it compounds. Notice it doesn't run only on customers. Recognize a supplier, and their reliability becomes your reputation. Recognize a referral partner, and the referrals start arriving from inside your network. That's stage one of the growth sequence. Cultivate superfans, running on the part of your ecosystem you've been ignoring. So here's what I want you to do in the next 72 hours. Write down your stakeholder groups, employees, contractors, VAs, suppliers, distributors, referral partners, complementary businesses, community partners. Now pick three relationships outside your customer base that your business most depends on. This week, send each one a real personalized touch, a handwritten card, a gift with their name on it, not just your logo. That's the first spark of the R6 reactor. In the corner of every ecosystem, nobody else is tending. If you want the deeper playbook on activating your entire stakeholder ecosystem, my book, Creating Business Superfans, lays out exactly how to turn the people around your business into advocates who drive growth. You'll find it on Amazon, both in English and Spanish. And if you want one operator-grade growth move in your inbox biweekly, sign up for the Prosperity Pathway newsletter at prosperitypathway.tips. Cultivate superfans, become the authority, and own your market. I'm Frederick Dudek, or as my friends call me, Freddie D. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.
We hope you took away some useful knowledge from today's episode of the Business Superfans Podcast. Join us on the next episode as we continue guiding you on your journey to achieve flourishing success in business.